Hello and welcome to the Jeep Life Podcast. I'm Terry, your host, that's joined with my other host, the hostess with the mostez. I've got my good friends, Bill. How you doing? You like that?
I'm one of the hostess with the mostess.
No, I'm doing well, good, Terry. You know, got out on the trails today a little bit. Got a little rain.
Yeah.
Rained on. A little mud on the tires. And sounds like a country song.
Yeah.
But
you wanted me to join. You texted me. I think we were texting even close to midnight last night.
Yeah. I was finished putting Big Red back together and felt somewhat comfortable enough to drive it to AOAA and wheel it all day.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I don't think I'm going to go.
Yeah,
I don't want to get the new tires dirty. Yeah.
That's what they're there
for. Do you see? You guys are laughing at me when I said the same thing. Now you feel
me. Yeah, but
me.
I don't leave mine in now the parking lot. I don't leave mine in the parking lot.
No, you don't even make it to the parking lot. You didn't go today.
Welcome, Don. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Terry?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to hit my mute on your mic. Man, it's, you know, it's really cool. We got together Saturday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's 2020. It seems like a month ago.
Right? Yeah, you did a lot of wrenching this
weekend. From probably Thursday night. Wednesday night. I did the whole PSC system. Got my Jeep all back together, realigned everything, the whole nine, and installed the lift kit.
Jeez.
With geometry correction brackets, and went wheeling.
I love it. Because I love the fact that you were taking parts off and putting them in the front of the garage, and then I'd walk around and
we were literally putting them on his Jeep in your driveway.
I know. I was like, oh gosh.
Here we go.
I owe you a hundred bucks.
Here's the worst part. I had a part in your garage ready to go on my Jeep. What does he do? He sells it out from underneath me and puts it on another Jeep that's in his garage.
It's been sitting in my garage for like 3 weeks now.
Because it's one of those things. I'm letting you get Big Red going instead of coming over and saying, "Hey, put off your Jeep for a minute and work on mine." No, you. I come in and he's like, "Hey, dude, I owe you for that.
I owe you $100.
It's on the Jeep already." What?
It didn't cost you anything. It just sat my. It cost me something. It cost me storage space. It sat my garage for three weeks.
Yeah, that
I had a skid plate for like a month and a half.
That beefy looking JKS.
I'll get you another one.
All right, that's all you have to do.
I'll figure it out.
That's all you have to do.
I might be getting rid of mine. Who knows at this point?
I know there is another part now that I'm going to get from you on your workbench right now.
The one I tried to Bogart.
Yeah. No, the steering stabilizer.
So if I come over with my Jeep and put it on first, can I have it?
Apparently. Good luck. Wait. Let me give him money for it.
Yeah, first. Right. Okay, thanks. Let me know when you do.
Wait, he offered me $100 for it.
Now we're bidding.
Here we go.
It's a bidding war.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm glad that we've gotten off to a really good start. And we were listening. I was listening to the music, and I think we were all jamming to it, and we've heard it. This is now episode 36, I believe, or 35. And
it's a lot of fingers.
It's a lot of fingers. And you know, we've heard it almost every time, and then all of our videos are introed with it.
But it's a lot of videos I've watched. I watch like every single video before I upload it.
We do this. I listen to it while we're live, and then I go back and listen to it again while I edit it.
Right.
I've heard that so many times, and I still think it's grooving music.
It is. Man, every time I open YouTube, because I go through the channel, and then I go into the studio. Oh, it's every time, because it just starts replaying. It's when you go onto our YouTube page, it's the subscriber page to like our intro video.
Yeah, and that music's by Nike Van Wyk. If you don't know who he is right now, stop the podcast. Go to Google.
No, and finish listening to the podcast. No. We'll mention this again at all the right, end we'll of the podcast.
We'll forget. But Google him.
We're not going to forget.
Nike, N-Y-K-E. He's a violinist from the Lehigh Valley area. Mm-hmm. And he's a badass. I'm just going to point it out there. He's a badass. And he's a friend of the pod. He's a real good friend of mine. He gets us our music for us. And he just does an amazing job. So if you get a chance, support him.
Mm-hmm.
see his live shows if he's in your area, or right now since we're in COVID, I think he does some online stuff. So support him. He does awesome work and he gives back to us. So, you know, anything I can do to help Nike, he's a 10 out of 10. He's amazing. So
yeah.
Cool. I wanted to throw that plug in there for him.
Awesome.
Tonight, I just feel like plugging tonight.
Well,
you know,
let's plug PSC because I drive a sports car now.
Oh, dude, tell me about that.
he rolled into that way too easy.
I know he did. We did a product review of your steering.
Yeah, this is a recap of last week. So I got this steering
follow up. No. This is a new segment that we're going to call follow up, and I'll put in some tricky music here.
Okay.
Insert tricky music. Follow up. I don't know what we just know. Tell us about that.
I'm out in that one.
It was a long install. It's really a builder's kit, so that means like they basically just give you a box of parts and say, hey, have fun, figure it out.
It's like Legos.
It was seriously Legos with no instructions. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. There was a lot of cursing. But it's in. My Jeep drives like a sports car now. All of my road vibration, like the side to side, this, that, and the other thing, gone.
Gone. Nice.
No vibration whatsoever. Death wobble, gone.
I like it.
So,
yeah.
That's awesome.
You can't beat those kits. And like I said, I think your steering box was shot in the other one.
It was.
Probably could have adjusted it a little bit, but
no.
It just would have prolonged the inevitable. And that box that's in there is.
Now we're going to blow it up.
What, the Jeep? No. The engine?
The power steering box. Somehow we got to blow it up.
We got to blow it up.
Oh, the old one?
Yeah.
Oh,
somehow we need to figure out.
I think this
anybody have one of those big those hydraulic presses that they can do like 100,000 tons or something?
I think there needs to be different ways that we destroy some of the stuff we take off of our.
The power steering box is going to be pretty tough to blow up.
Mm-hmm. 10 pounds of tan.
Ooh,
idea.
Let's find a way.
Let's just drag it behind one of the Jeeps for like 100 miles.
10 pounds of Tannerite.
No, what we do is we install it in puddles.
I got somewhere.
We install it in puddles. Not related to the steering. Not related to the steering, and see how long it takes for somebody to realize that the steering box is just floating in underneath the right above the axle or
bolted to the frame or something.
Duct tape it.
Yeah. No, it needs to be permanently in there.
We can shoot it, Frank said.
Nice.
45 auto.
I'm in.
Cool. We're going to try to shoot it.
It's going to ricochet and one of us is going to lose our eyes.
You'll lose your eye.
But hell, we'll get the views, dude. I don't care which one of you loses an eye.
I think 10 pounds of Tannerite and shooting it would be a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm in. That's awesome. So out on the trail today, it was good.
Oh, it was awesome. Much fun.
Yeah.
It feels... I have constant... It's constant resistance.
Constant feedback.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're doing it in the driveway, and it was obvious.
It was like...
Yeah, and I was standing there doing it with my hand and watching the tire, and it would... I mean, it was obvious.
As soon as you put the little bit of pressure on it.
And that's all that steering box. And then the RAM helped to get rid of some of that vibration.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Well, good for you. Good for you.
If I had Billy money, I'd put one on.
Somebody said a 50 cal.
We all need Billy money. No. And we were over at the Billy estate. And
there was
I may have an
Jeeps.
Answer for that 50 we were, cal. Maybe even bigger. 76.
76.
Let me work on that. No.
All right. I think there's ways to
Jeep power steering box explosion, and we'll just take like a whole bunch of parts out with us.
Yeah,
I got the power steering pump, the box.
I think I have this covered. Let me just work on it.
Okay, cool.
I met some
new episode.
I met some new friends last week.
New friends are kind of new friends. Military grader.
Yeah, exactly.
Military grade friends.
So Randy has a good idea, and what we need to do is go out with Scott one day, and act like you broke, and have it drop out, and go,
good.
Hey, is this important? And you know, Scott will flip out because he's off roading with you and. You're broken down.
Shit, man.
hey, Scott.
You got an extra one of these?
You have an extra one of these? I think mine's broken.
Hey, can you give me a ride to smoking?
I already did that once.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Randy. Thanks, guys, for input on that steering box. That's awesome. So, yeah, we had a great week. I mean, it was a good time. Like every day at my house this week, stuff arrived. It was almost like Christmas.
Christmas in November, yeah. October.
I have a set of Rock Crawler Springs.
Yeah, that's
sitting
right
up there. I can't wait to get those on and do a product review on those.
Yep.
And you give a plug to Rock Crawler.
Oh yeah, Jeremy at Rock Crawler.
Awesome guy.
Awesome guy. I mean, awesome company. They're
killer suspension system.
Their suspensions are
geez, yeah. Top notch,
high
quality stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, they're just built extremely well.
I know.
They, you know,
one of the few companies that have triple rate or you know true multi rate coils.
Yeah,
and not progressive rate. You know,
I like it. Yeah, while we've been on the air, I just received a notification from somebody wanting stickers. So, I think Christina, those will be out to you.
Awesome.
As well, so, I'll probably pack them up in the morning and take them to the post office.
Awesome.
I love doing that. Oh my God. That's so much fun. But yeah, those springs.
Ooh, if I give you the stuff for Marvin Stammel, you want to send it out?
Yeah, I'll send it out.
Okay. Yeah. I still have to send it out.
That's great. Oh, we'll send him, we have those big decals too.
Yeah, I'm going to get him. I still got to get him a shirt too.
Yeah. So we'll get that taken care of. Those springs, I can't wait to put them on. Give a little life back to my Jeep. And this is going to lead right into our product review. And I have new Quadratec Baja Extreme 2s.
I think everybody in Lehigh Valley knows that by now.
Yeah, I had so much fun with those today. But
you were like licking them at my house.
And other things.
Not lick, I saw them. I really did see them.
I think he was like making out with one of them. So
Now, Don, you got to open several of those. I opened one as well.
Right.
The packaging, you know, I work for a company who excels at packaging.
Oh, yeah. Apple, probably the best packaging in the world.
On the planet.
Nobody throws their Apple boxes out.
Right. I've got a whole bin back there full of them.
I do.
But it's one of those things where the packaging is important to protect what's inside.
Absolutely.
And how many times have we gotten a box shipped to us and there'd be holes in the box and, you know, things been mashed up and you're like, now there's a scratch on whatever we just ordered. I opened up
the first one
and I thought there were three layers past the solid cardboard box and the cardboard box, the handles have plastic inserts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So a number of times I've had things shipped and it's heavier stuff.
Yeah.
And either it doesn't have the handles and it's awkward to handle. Or it does have the handles, but it's just cardboard. And then they start to tear, and they tear on you, and you drop it. So those have those cool little plastic handles to keep that from happening. Mm-hmm. I thought that was nifty.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the first of all...
The little widgets.
When I lifted... I helped the guy put them to the garage.
Right.
The FedEx guy, because I saw him pull up, and I knew what they were. I was like, And so I ran outside.
Mommy, Daddy, it's Christmas. Let's go.
So I ran outside, and, you know, he's bringing them up, and I show him where I want them in the garage. He's bringing them up one at a time. Said, do you mind if I help? And he, of course, he's like, no, I don't mind at all. So I go and grab.
Santa's box truck showed up.
And I was actually impressed with how light they were. But then I was also in my mind thinking,
uh-oh.
Light doesn't always mean good.
Yeah.
Not always, right? And then I opened one up after he left and I hugged him and thanked him for delivering my wheel.
Then on his way out in the truck, he's wondering, I wonder if that was Terry Pritchard.
And I opened one up and there is inside three layers of protection between the cardboard and the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plastic bag. There's a plastic ring around the outside to keep it from getting any kind of ding or anything. And then a foam cover of the wheel. So it's not going to get scratched or hit or anything. Yep. And I was like, man, that's impressive. And
then they had both center caps on it. And they had you get the Allen wrench for the center cap.
Oh, right.
For each wheel is taped in the bottom.
Yep. Yeah. So it's not rolling around.
Protects, now,
protection's key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really is good packaging.
So then I looked at them and I was just like,
pretty
wow.
Boxes too. It's a Quadratec on it. It's kind of, you know, more than
more than just a brown cardboard box, right? Yep. It was packaged well. So, you know, I gave them to you. You had already gotten my tires. We talked about 15 tires rolling down the road on top of your Honda. But I didn't see them again until you sent a picture of them.
Yep. Mounted.
Mounted and ready to go.
Yep.
And man, what a difference it made.
Huge.
To the look of that Jeep.
Yep.
Since you unboxed them and balanced them and mounted them, talk about the process there, because I know that it went well, went smooth for you.
Absolutely it did. Yeah. So, you know, we mount and balanced all tires, but before we did, and I was talking to Billy about this weekend, sometimes with bigger tires, wheels and tires, you have problems balancing them. So we got to match balance. We match basically a tire to a wheel. We measure run out, lateral and radial run out on a wheel. And then you kind of measure it in a tire and you figure out where the pluses and minuses are and you match them up for the least amount of vibration. Mm-hmm. So to save myself the hassle of having to dismount the tire to measure the lateral and radial run out, I did it up front on every wheel. And so, you know, one thing that was pretty impressive is that the Quadratec wheels are really under the limits for, you know, what Hunter has stored for specifications. I mean, in most cases, well below half. Some of them were very close to zero.
Yeah.
So it's a very straight wheel right out of the box, very well manufactured. Like you said, light, but it's not a real thin wheel.
No, it feels solid when you hold it in your hand. It feels does. Thick and solid and not going anywhere,
but not super heavy. And I like that. Like my fuels are super heavy. Fuels are heavy. Rock Stars are heavy. You know,
Hutchinson's. Yeah.
Hutchinson's are super heavy. Most off-road wheels are, and that's not necessarily great because you have that increases your rotational mass. Mm-hmm. And that means harder to slow down, harder to accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle becomes less nimble. You know, it's all part of that unsprung weight thing.
Right.
So the fact that they're lighter, and I think what they did was they put the metal where they needed to have it for the strength, and then they took it out of some of the other areas where it doesn't matter quite as much. You know, so it was a pretty slick way to do it.
Right.
Finish on the wheels, beautiful. Mm, yeah. I couldn't find a flaw in one of them.
No.
Gorgeous, and I think it's a powder coat. So that was real nice.
Now that wheel comes in three colors.
Right.
It's a satin black, the gunmetal gray, and a silver.
You got gunmetal.
I got
What color did you get there?
I got gunmetal. Gunmetal. I'll say that one more time.
What color was it?
It was gunmetal.
Yeah.
You know, and we've kind of talked about
what kind of metal?
Kylo is red or black. There's been no other color that I've added to it, red or black.
Right.
And I've taken, you know, most of the chrome stuff off the Jeep or painted it black.
Right.
So it was kind of a big deal for me to switch from a black wheel to the gunmetal.
And I was even unsure.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of anxious like you were to see them on there. I wasn't too sure how it was going to look.
But man, it really, it jumps out because it separates the black of the tire rubber.
Right.
And kind of makes that stand out a little bit more. It's nice.
So another cool feature about these wheels that the back spacing isn't crazy. It's not off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
4 3/4 is a really good number because you get too much back spacing or not enough back spacing. It's hard in the bearings. So, you know, you get a back spacing that's a lot less than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not as conducive to what Jeep had in mind when they designed it. So I think that, you know, that backspacing is like perfect, that 4 3/4. If you look at AV wheels, they're all 4 3/4. And I have a ton of respect for AV because they've taken what the manufacturer has done and push it to the limits of what it can do without accelerating wear or anything like that.
And a lot of lift kits say 4.5 or less.
Right.
So
yeah, you're right there. So it's, you know, you're good. I mean, it's
I love it. It's a $120 wheel. That's a very inexpensive wheel.
I would put them on my Jeep. I mean, if I didn't have the fuels, I think I would put them on there. And here's one thing about an inexpensive wheel. Like my fuels were $230 a piece, I think, or something crazy like that. Every time I get a scratch and I'm like, ugh. At $120 a wheel, I'll replace them.
Right. If I get a scratch on it, scratch.
After they get beat up real bad,
I'll just buy another one.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that one goes for your tire, for your off-road tires, right?
Yeah, you could do that. Sure, yeah.
Just get a set of four of you know, over time, you just collect four of them, and it's your off-road wheels.
Right. Or my winter wheels or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I truly like that wheel. I would recommend that wheel to anyone building a moderate wheel.
I would say the same. You know, if I don't want a lot of people out there to have that gunmetal gray because I like it on my Jeep.
Anybody listening will send you a Jeep Life sticker if you go get those gunmetal gray wheels.
You have to get four of them and show proof.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Actually, installed. Five. Proof and installed.
Yeah.
And I'll send you. Better yet, I'll make a prize pack together for you. Yeah. You get a decent prize pack with that.
So a lot of great things about those wheels. I really was impressed. I mean, we taped up the bead just to make sure that we didn't lip the
scuff
wheel.
It or...
Yeah, because sometimes with heavy wheels like that, you scuff them. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everything mounted and balanced great. Look great. Now I actually like them without any center caps on them. I think they look kind of tough.
Yeah. We put the center caps on.
We did.
And I'm going to wait till I break one of them on a rock or something.
I broke mine off on a rock.
And then when I break one off, all come off and they just go with flat center cap.
I broke one with the fuels, but it still stays in, so it's a little crooked.
Yeah. But I like the way it looks.
Are
with...
yours metal?
No, mine are plastic.
They're plastic, yeah.
Like they clip in.
Most
with
of those are.
Metal ring.
Yeah.
So those are really great wheels. You know, if that's any indication to any of the Quadratec wheels,
great company too.
Yeah, get them. Get those wheels.
Absolutely.
All their wheels are.
Yeah,
really
and
good
it
wheels.
I ends up I was kind of leaning toward another Quadratec wheel, and the more I talked to
you were
to
looking
Scott,
at the 1941s
because I really like that 75th anniversary
reproduction 75th anniversary. Right. That's what I had on Amy's.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was one of those things where I really like those wheels, but I think these suit my Jeep a lot better.
Absolutely.
So, get them. Go buy them.
Yep.
And that's our product review.
Cool.
Couldn't say more good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, if you want to see it, what it looks like, I did a little micro photo shoot today
at 4 a.m.
Right. No.
Perfect lighting.
It was
as the sun's coming up, you're shooting.
what do they call that? The magic hour? Or
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. But I did.
There were some cool photos, dude.
Those are
Jeep Life Pod.
Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Cool photos.
Serious.
Cool
Jeep Life Pod. Go check them out on our Instagram. I couldn't believe how great the photos turned out.
Yeah.
And if I told you that one of them, I'd literally just pulled off on the side of the road and position my Jeep in grass. I was standing on asphalt when I took one of the pictures. I was like, no one will know unless I tell them. And here I am
Instagram
telling the world.
View.
Yeah.
Instagram view versus reality.
Yeah, right. I should have done a
side by side.
Side by side. Yeah.
That would have been good. Yeah.
God, where were you early? Oh, yeah. You were out wheeling.
I was out wheeling.
You were
doing
actually
some
doing
awesome
some
stuff.
Something with your Jeep. I was faux picture taking.
Yeah. Sliding into embankments. And
that
was a cool video. I like that.
So with two of us getting new tires, I thought it would be good to kind of finish up on tires tonight. So since we're talking
tires...
So that'll
be perfect, because next week we're getting into wheels.
All
right. Right? Next Sunday we said we'd talk some wheels.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a lot of wheels out there.
There is a ton of wheels, but we'll talk about what's
there's
important.
There's a lot of wheels. Trying to decide which wheel. There's a million wheels out there.
I know.
But
I know. Let's say I tend to go with what I hear is really good.
Right.
You know,
well, Hutchinson's are the only DOT approved beadlock.
Yeah, Hutchinson's a badass wheel. I've had those in my hands before.
They're heavy.
Yeah,
but
they're indestructible.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Like bomb-proof drop-off. So the ring's
not going to come off in any way.
It's a beadlock on both sides.
Yeah, it's a two-piece wheel.
Yeah. So nice. It's nuts.
Nice.
They're awesome.
All right.
We damaged one at the Western Center. It was a loner.
They don't sound cheap either.
Nah, they're $430 a piece, I think, is what OK sells them for.
Yeah.
They loaned us one for Jeep Tech Day, and I scratched it in the truck. Something leaned up against it and scratched it. Luckily, we were able to, our body shop guy was able to refinish it with the exact same color.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm not going to say anything about that on the air either.
Hey, he knows. I told him.
So let's talk about tires. Both of our Jeeps now have new shoes.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, those BFGs, those KM3s, they're super quiet. I drove to Philly last night.
Yep.
Super quiet.
They're a tad bit louder than the Nitto Ridge Grapplers, but two different tires. Too.
Right.
You got a mud terrain. I've got an extreme all terrain.
Yep.
I have more of a street tire than you do.
Yep.
But not much. Not much at all.
And, you know, you and I talked about how true that thing...
Yeah, tracks better tracks than... Way better than what you had on there.
And what I had wasn't bad.
No.
But, whoa, the difference.
All I hear is... Bub, 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 bub,
bub. Let's get you some new tires on there and you won't hear that.
Fine. I turn the radio up louder.
There you go. And you can do that.
Way to go, Alpine.
Heck yeah.
Nice. Up. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that. And Lexi's in the back with her headphones on, screaming, I can't hear my music.
And I can't hear myself think.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. And nobody wants to hear that. So let's talk about tires. You got some stuff going on over there?
I do. So, you know, I think it was episode one or two.
It
was pretty early on. We talked about tires. So I took those notes and I kind of added to them, took some stuff away. I think that we've already, you know, beat to death. But so I guess, and we've had this conversation before, we really should talk about the different variations of tires that, you know, people run. And the first variation is an all-terrain tire. You know, in the beginning, the KOs was probably the classic all-terrain tire. Mm-hmm. It's funny because there wasn't a whole lot of all-terrain tires out there 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're becoming a bigger market.
Yeah, because people want to have it both ways. They want that dual sport.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Mud-terrain look, yep. But have street tire.
Right.
Right.
So the all-terrain, you know, it just like the name lends itself, that's a great tire for an overlanding guy that's not doing any hardcore wheeling, you know, you're seeing dirt roads, maybe a little bit off camber stuff.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the tire, you know, maybe some rock stuff, but you got to be careful because, and we'll get into it later, sidewall ply rating is important. Load rating is important.
Right.
We'll get into that in a little bit. Extreme all terrains is the new category. And that's what I like to run as extreme all terrains. And that's great for a guy that's going to, you know, do some road use, do some light rock crawling, you know, some light muddy stuff, a little more than trail riding, but not rock crawling the Jeep all day long.
Right.
You know, and then you've got your mud terrains, which is a good step up from extremes. But you start at that point, you start to lose a little bit of road manners. You know, as good as the BFG KM3s are, they're a little bit noisier than the Nittos are. But make no mistake, on rocks, you're going to have more traction. And, you know, soupy mud, you're going to have more traction. They're not going to clog. And then another new category is extreme mud terrain.
Yeah.
One of the tires I almost got, like I almost lost my mind and figured I would like go balls to the wall was the Yokohama. It's the extreme mud terrain. And basically Yokohama took a tire and they glued like 3-inch studs to this thing, like in 1-inch space. I mean, it's just a crazy looking tire.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, honestly, they don't last. They hum like crazy on the road. They don't wear well.
It's not your daily driver.
No, this is the kind of stuff that you're, you know, maybe you take the Jeep for a Sunday ride once in a while on the road,
Right.
But most of the time you're spending is off-road rock crawling. Then you want to get into the extreme tires. BFG makes the sticky, the mud terrain sticky tires, which is the same design as their KM3s, just a different compound. Maxxis makes a Trepidor in that, which is a massive knobby tire. Not the best for the street, but again, probably not going to get much more traction for the dirt.
Right.
So there's some things we need to talk about as far as, you know, deciphering tire sizes. And that's a big, I see.
They throw a lot of numbers out there and it can just confusing.
They do. And we'll talk about how to, you know, metric tire sizes and what that means and all the ratings on the sidewall. Mm-hmm. But let's have a quick conversation about what tire size is right for, you know, like for say a Jeep JK.
Yeah.
You know, I ran 33s and it was fine. I mean, I could do, there wasn't a blue trail out there I couldn't do with it. Blacks, I'd be dragging it a little bit, depending on the black, like Barney Rubble going downhill. I've done not in that one, but my other one on 33s.
A 33 used to be a that was big a tire.
That was a big tire. It's not right? anymore.
A 35 used to be a huge tire.
Right.
And now, you know,
the new standard really is 37. Yeah.
You know, I don't want a 37 on mine because I'm fat and old. Yeah. Climbing in my Jeep would suck.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I look at a Jeep and it almost doesn't look right unless it has 35 or 37s on it.
Yeah.
And then the 40s, you just stare.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, our perception.
It's not nice to stare.
No,
Terry.
It's not. Well, I mean, Jeep kind of did it. Made it possible for those to happen.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about what the YJs and the TJs, a 31 or a 32 inch tire was big in there and it filled the wheel well and you didn't get a lot of articulation if you went much bigger than that, right?
Right.
You would have to lift it 6 inches to attain that, right?
Yep. To do a 33 and a TJ, I mean, you were 3.5-4 inches minimum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now with the JKs and especially with the JLs and JTs there, you're finding out that you can put a 35 on there without doing much.
Yeah. If anything,
it, right.
I mean,
the wheel well area has plenty of room.
Sure.
You can cut a little bit. They're designed to be cut, to provide a little bit more room. So it's interesting.
And I think that's the first thing you need to look at is budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'd all love to have 40s. But the bottom line is to get 40 on a JK or even a JL is going to take some serious money.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't have that money, you take a look at what you have. I mean, you could do a spacer lift and get 33s on a JK, no problem.
Yeah.
We had a 2.5-inch lift and there was a lot of wheel well left. Even with that 2.5-inch lift I have in 35s, you know, it fits and I don't think it'll rub. And if it does, I can bump stop it out so it doesn't. And as far as gearing goes, I was surprised. So, I mean, I know I drove yours, and automatics are a little bit different than manuals. It doesn't drive horrible. If you weren't doing blacks, it would be very doable to keep a 321 gear in it and still drive it. I can still use 6 gear, not going up hills, but, you know, any decent hill, any decent grade, but. I really couldn't be 4 either, you know, so, you know, it's not too expensive to get 35s on a JK. Now, it's going to be a heck of a lot more to do it on a TJ or an XJ or, you know.
Right.
I think that the easiest tire size for the XJs and the TJs are 32s, 33s, you know. You know, that's kind of the easier. And you get into 35s, you're getting into a little more lift, which means, you know, probably some driveline angle modifications.
Yeah, because those are
slip yoke eliminator.
Right.
Two doors. Yeah. So they're.
Right. They're, dry shaft becomes
the angle.
Long.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The angle's going to change substantially. And I was looking at. So let's take the KM3s that I just put on. At 35, going from a 35 to a 39 inch tire is basically a $100 jump per tire.
Yeah,
so you're talking $500 bucks,
right?
More,
right?
To go,
right?
With, you know, a 39,
right? I agree.
You know, and it's, you know, $250-$300 more to go with 5 37s.
Yep.
So you're definitely paying more just in rubber.
Yeah, not absolutely
not what you have to do the Jeep to accommodate it.
Yeah, right? And at 37, you're not pulling out safely in traffic with 321 gears. I mean, no. You better be on at least a 410.
488.
Yeah, you really should be on a 488, but I mean, you're going to, you know, minimally, you know, 410, and if you're rock crawling, you better have a Ruby box too, you know.
Right.
So 241 OR, or you're not going to do it, you know. So again, the 35s that I have, I can definitely tell you I could do a blue trail and I wouldn't have to burn up the clutch. You know, it wouldn't be horrible. Mine is going to get re-geared because I want to do some more rock crawling with it, but you know, so I you know,
and LS take... swapped and
yeah, about it. I can't wait.
Yeah, I had 35s on before, so this really is almost an even swap.
But I think your 35s were metric 35s.
No, they were true 35.
Oh, were they?
By 12.5, by 7, by 18s.
All right.
But what they, I don't think they measured out anywhere close to 35s.
Definitely sits higher with these 35s.
Definitely, these are more truer toward the 35 than my previous ones. And then, you know, a couple years of running them wore them down even more.
Right.
So,
right.
But yeah, so it's interesting. I haven't felt a loss in power at all with mine. Once the computer changed with the tire size, it.
Did you get the tire light out? Is it?
Yeah, it's out. Good. So it's good. Yeah.
I definitely think, you know, for JK, a good standard tire, I mean, a good do-it-all tire is 35. Now, I will say this, going from the 33 to 35, there was some changes in road manners with mine. So mine tracked a hell of a lot better before I put the 35s on. The same tire, exact tire, just different size. And some of that is just physics. You got more sidewall there, so you're going to, you know, you're going to have some of that. But still very manageable. It's not unmanageable. And I think some of that I could clear up. But I don't think you're ever going to get rid of all of it. You know, but I would say your standard tire without going big dollars, 35 inch for a JK. You know, you can do that. You can do 35s and
2.5 inch lift. And
probably for under a couple grand. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even need flat fenders. I think mine will clear with a 2.5 on it.
Probably.
You
know,
I really do.
I didn't do flat fenders until fairly recently. And
yeah.
I would say you could do, yeah.
I think it depends on the lift. I think some lifts are a little lower than others. Yeah. You know, like that TerraFlex, I'm pretty sure he'd be okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I think same thing with mine. I'm not sure about the rears, but I'm 90% sure the fronts aren't going to rub.
Right.
And if they do, I'll just trim them, whatever I got to do.
Hmm.
So let's talk some tire size, you know, how to read some of the stuff on the sidewall. Tire sizes really come in two different standards. We have a, you know, standard measurement, which is your typical 35 by 12.5 by 17.
Yep.
So 35 inches tall, 12.5 inches wide, 17-inch wheel.
Right.
Then we have a metric size, and that's becoming more and more popular because we're seeing the import off-road vehicles, you know, Tacomas.
Right.
Stuff like that are using a lot of the metric sizes.
Well, even stock off the parking lot when you go and buy a Jeep, it's got a P-metric size.
It's got a metric size on it. Yeah, it's 285 70 17, which is like 32.7 inches.
Right.
You know, it's a standard tire size for the JT and JL.
So they're all coming, all the Jeeps, even the JK or JL, they're all coming with that metric size.
Metric size on them, right.
Yep.
So, and just so you understand, that metric size at 285 refers to the width of the tire, 285 millimeters wide. And then the second number, the 70, refers to a percentage, a ratio of how tall the sidewall is compared to how wide the tire is. So it's 70% as tall as the tire is wide.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, the 17 refers to the wheel in the end, pretty simple. And there's conversion charts all over the internet to, if you want to know what size it is exactly. And just about every tire manufacturer has it listed what their tires measure.
What the equivalent of it is. So in a lot of times standard, I would just put it, you know, do a Google search of that number and then I would put conversion.
Right.
So 255, whatever, fact, and then put conversion in it.
I think Quadratec has a really good.
I think so.
Table graph thing on their.
Yeah, I think everybody, every sales tire sales company does.
Right,
have
right.
those.
So a couple other things that you need to think about when you're buying a tire. Obviously, you know, you're figuring out the tire size that you want. Tire brand. We'll get to that in the end of this real quickly.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to have to figure out what brand you want and all that. But you're right. Load range. So there's two things right now that are going on in the off-road industry that you need to be careful of. These most sport Jeeps come with like a load range CD tire.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, if you're going to wheel, you need a load range E.
E.
I have an E.
Yeah. Most of us do. Yours are E, mine are E. You
now,
know,
are we talking about, is that the amount of ply in the sidewall?
It or relates to the amount of ply in the sidewall.
Right.
So an E rating tire has more ply, has a stronger sidewall. Basically can carry
so
more
weight.
Right. Mm-hmm. It can carry. And that E rating just means that you're going to have a tougher tire, bottom line. And you know, there is not going to be a time that if you do anything other than dirt roads, you're not going to drag that sidewall on rocks and stuff like that, you know. And I've seen a lot of people at AOAA, Firestone tires, you know, street tires, things like that, and they're tearing holes in them.
Right.
I've never once tore a hole in any of my load rating E tires, my BFGs, my Nittos, none of those.
And it doesn't have to be a rock. It can be a root.
Right.
Right?
A root. A stick.
I've seen a small child.
Yeah.
I've seen sticks go through things, right? And so it doesn't have to just be rocks. I mean, you could hit a stick the wrong way.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Or a root the wrong way.
Yep.
You know, be too close to a tree and... A, that tree and root isn't going to move.
No. Right.
It's got to go through rubber, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen my sidewalls wrap around rocks and stuff, and you want that load rating E.
Yep.
Now, here's something else that was interesting. It depends, you know, where you live and how fast you drive. But speed rating on them.
Mm-hmm.
There really is only two speed ratings that you'll find on mud terrain and all terrain tires. Q and an R.
Slow.
Yeah. So
the
Q is 99 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And R is 112 miles an hour. Now, I get it. We're all in Jeeps. But some of our Jeeps, you know, I mean, you got a stout 3.6 with a supercharger on it.
My Jeep ain't going that fast.
You know,
I don't want to go that fast in my Jeep.
85 is...
I hate to tell you this. I mean, everybody close your ears, and I was in Mexico when I did this, but it's been over 100 miles an hour already. You know?
Really?
I mean, for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Now, the Nittos do have an R speed rating on them that I ordered, or that the 33s were. I'm sure the 35s are the same, but wasn't much over 100 miles an hour, but, you know, I passed a couple cars.
Yeah.
In Mexico, and you know, until I was done passing cars, it was, you know, over 100 miles an hour. So you got to be careful.
I'll do it in the desert.
Yeah, out in the
out
middle
the
of
desert,
nowhere.
You don't realize, but I mean, Terry, I've been behind you, and you've done 80.
My normal speed on the freeway is about 85.
Yeah.
You know, and
so you're on the highway, and this is the thing: TJs, 4-cylinder TJs, 4-liter TJs, XJs. It was tough to hit 90 miles an hour because, first of all, really short wheelbase. They just weren't as stable.
For
they were narrow.
JKs,
JLs, it's a different animal. It doesn't take a whole lot to get close to that 99 miles an hour, believe it or not. You know,
I've been there. I will say that I've been there.
Yeah, I know you have. I would recommend.
I don't know if the Jeep is going that fast, but the tires are spinning that fast.
I would recommend an R, you know, for most people. I mean, listen, the standard. I've been on the turnpike doing 90 miles an hour. I want a little more leeway, and that's like the pace of traffic. I want a little more leeway than 9 miles per hour. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
So just keep an eye on that.
Also, warranty. You ever look like the warranty lifetime, like their life warranties?
Right, right, right.
You know, some of them are rated at 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 mile warranties.
Right.
So like that, it kind of goes along the lines of like, how long is this tire actually supposed to last?
Right. And what else is interesting is, you know, as far as tread wear goes, there's a new rating out. It's called UTQG rating. It's Uniform Tire Quality Grade. But you know what's funny? You won't see any of the performance tires rated. And here's why. Because the environment that we use them in can be so diverse that it's hard to rate them accurately. So sure, they can do, I think that the rating is derived from, they put them on a vehicle, they use the same vehicle, they do, there's an 800 mile test run in Texas that they use, and they do 7,200 miles, and then they check the wear on a tire and compare it to a standard tire that they use. And if the tire's rated at 200, it means that it is twice as, it'll last twice as long as their standard tire. If it's rated at, you know, one, or an 80, it's only 80% of their standard tire. A lot of the off-road tires are not, which is solely because of two factors. The terrain that we're driving them on, believe it or not, gravel roads, rock, thing like that is hard on a tire.
Yep.
And then two is weight of the vehicle also makes a big difference with off-road tires. So a lot of us, it's not uncommon for us in a, you know, mud terrain or an extreme all-terrain or all-terrain tire to get 60,000 miles, 50,000 miles out of them. You put that same tire on a 2500 pickup truck as it is load range E.
Yeah.
You can use them. They're not getting that same mileage. So the best thing to do to figure out mileage is just read reviews. You know, that's the best thing you can do.
I mean, either way, I'm still replacing a set of tires every two and a half years.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Like, but that's,
we're
just,
we're not nice to them.
No.
Right. We're taking them out on
tires.
Right. And that's what we want. I mean, I'm with you. I'm willing to pay for that. If I'm getting enjoyment out of it.
Oh, my
God,
yeah.
We say this with smiles per gallon, but it's the same way with tires. It's, I don't need to... I did get about 45,000 miles off of my last set of tires, but I don't need to get that if a good chunk of my miles is done 13 miles at a time on a trail.
I saw Kyle...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
...today. He's going to hit 8,000 miles off-road this year.
Wow.
Again.
Holy cow.
Last year he did 8,000. Yeah. This year he's going to do another 8,000 off-road.
At like 10 to 13 miles at a clip a day.
Well, yeah, he probably does 15.
Yeah.
Average, I would say he does.
But that's his job. He's
right
on the trail.
Yeah, it's his office.
That is his office.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a couple things to consider with tires. And like I said, when you get into specialty tires, off-road performance tires, whatever, you know, there's some key pieces that aren't always there to help you make that decision. But read the reviews. I mean, reviews are great. And you know, as we wrap this segment up in a couple minutes here, I mean, that's what we're gonna
look at tread pattern. That's another big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially outer lugs. Versus the inner
lugs,
pattern,
yes.
Right? The inner lugs, inner pattern. And, you know, we've talked about that a little bit in the past, but those outer lugs are what really is going to grip everything around.
Grip and also create the noise.
Right. Yeah, right.
But there's some other unique features, like both in your and my tires, they have stone ejectors on them, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, and they're meant to push out stones. It's a little strip of rubber behind. You
I
know,
have
between
them,
the,
too.
Do you? Between the big knobs.
Nope. Yeah.
And it's meant to get the rocks out, so that when you start rolling and you got your elbow hanging out the window, you know, heading back from it, you're not going to get a bloody elbow, you know. Yeah.
Or they're not going to drill out a bigger chunk of
another good point. Right.
Those little rocks can cause damage if they stay in there for a good chunk of time.
Another important thing for winter driving, and this is why I like the Nittos, is small siphoning. The big lugs don't do well with tight packed snow. You need small siphoning.
Yep.
In it, and that really helps with the snow. And that's yours have it, mine have it, yours have they had it at one time. Yeah. You know, so a couple important things to look at. So, load range E, do your research on tread wear, you know, pick the style of tire and the size you want out and go from there.
Yeah. And I think you kind of hit on it earlier with brands. And I, you know, it's.
I do have some tire reviews here that I pulled. So, I have some stuff we can go over if you want.
Yeah, we don't have to go like down a rabbit hole with it, but I think it's important to know. I think even somebody on here already has talked about the Cooper SSTs.
It's funny because that is going to be where we're going to end.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So all I did was I went on a couple different popular websites for buying tires, looked at the reviews, you know, gathered some data, the same complaints or the same positive remarks.
Right. Right.
For some of my favorite tires.
All right. Let's do some of that.
And I got about 8 here. General Grabber X3s. 4.5 rating. Good snow tire. Or, I'm sorry, poor snow tire. Good tire for down south. Thick mud, stuff like that.
Right.
BFG KM3's got a 4.5 rating. Snow was okay.
Right.
That's, I read a lot of compliments. So basically, I was combing through reviews.
Yep.
The snow is okay. Wasn't great. Wasn't horrible. Somewhere as the tires, some noise increase when tires wore. So after tires had 20,000 miles on it, people were saying they noticed an increase in noise on them, which you got a mud tire. That's, they don't wear the greatest. They're going to feather a little bit. There's no avoiding it. No matter how much you rotate them, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Do your best, but it's going to happen.
It's, that's part of it. Don't buy that tire and think it's going to remain quiet till it's bald. You know,
right. Right.
So, but the positives were, everybody said it, excellent off-road traction, no matter what you're in, mud, rock, sand, snow, deep snow, things like that, unbelievable. The KO2s, I didn't look up, I'm sorry, it was KO2s, noisier at high speeds, so that's an extreme all-terrain tire. There was some complaints about wet performance with them.
Hmm.
I never noticed with mine. I ran KO2s. I never noticed. I mean, it wasn't, firm planted, but it wasn't horrible. I think my Nittos are worse than the KO2s were in the rain. Yeah. Ridge Grapplers, 4.6, a good all-around tire, was a big reference in the reviews.
Yep.
But there was some break-in issues. So a lot of people were saying there was some drivability issues until they broke in. So you need to run a tire through a break-in period.
Oh.
I've heard that before. I've never heard any tire manufacturer, admit to a break-in period for a tire. But a lot of people say after, 2,000-3,000 miles, they felt a lot better.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
Or you just got used to it.
It could be. Maybe it's placebo.
Yeah. You get used
But here's the thing. I do think
that happens to me in my Jeep.
But I do think when we put the 33s on Amy's, it was a little bit all over the road.
And I do think
it got better as it went on. Hmm. Because I noticed a difference. The 35s in the wet, they're spinning a lot easier.
Hmm.
So there might be something to that. I don't know.
Might be.
The new one, and like I said, I really dug it. It's such a cool-looking tire. The Yokohama Geolander. So, incredible off-road. The couple of reviews that were out there, guys are saying they bite into anything. But they're extremely noisy, and they wear horribly.
And which Yokohama is that?
That's the Geolander Extreme Mud Terrain. Nitto Mud Grapplers actually had the lowest rating with a 4. A lot of reported wear issues with them. Road noise, poor wet traction, good on rock, sandy terrain. Really, Nitto is a West Coast company, and they work really well on that desert sand. And that Moab rock.
It's a different kind of mud,
too.
So if you're in the mud there, it's a little bit different than the mud here.
Yep. So that's really where they're at home. Now, the interesting enough, and I know a lot of people that love these tires, Cooper STT Pros, highest rating, and I could find very little. I combed reviews. I could find very little poor remarks about them.
Very little. Everybody that has had them on their Jeep I've heard of likes them a lot.
So 4.8 overall review, all around great tire, minimal reports of tire noise and wear issues. Like people say they're great in the snow. They're great in the wet. They wear really great. It's a tough tire. The price isn't bad. It's noisy.
It's a good looking tire.
It is.
Obvious outer lugs and inner lugs. It's an obvious.
It's a mud tire.
It's an aggressive looking tire. And so.
So the Coopers were huge in Europe for a while. Mm-hmm. In Australia. I think they still are running them over there a lot. And in the past, I'd say 6 or 7 years, they started picking up over here.
Mm-hmm.
But there was really nothing bad. So I would have to say, if I were to do it all over again, I actually might consider those Coopers. If I'd done my homework a little more when I bought mine, I might switch out to Coopers.
Yeah.
And they're cheap. They're not, well, it's not that they're cheap, but they're cheaper.
They're not the most expensive. No. They're not, I would say they're not even mid-range. They're on the lower end of mid-range. Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked into them because they had had so many good
reviews
from people I know. And I take what people I know say.
You should.
Because I'm listening to a stranger on the internet, or I'm listening to somebody I know that, you know, is looking me in the eye and talking to me about whatever.
Right.
That's huge.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously Randy, one of our listeners, he knows what's up. We've all seen his beast of a rig. Mm-hmm. You know, so he has them and says they're awesome. And so they look great. And I even considered those at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was one of those things where it didn't make my top two choices simply because the other people that drove those.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And,
right.
And those are two people that I put a lot of stock in. So my Nitto choice and it, you know, it's one of those things where I take people on when they look at me in the eye and say, I like this.
Yeah.
It means something.
Yeah.
And they look good.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I really like my Nittos and I've always liked my BFGs.
Yeah.
But just based on, I probably combed through this weekend 1,000 reviews on all these tires, and I couldn't find much
negative
about the Cooper. I mean, I could find all these others, you know, everybody, the Nitto Mud Grapplers, almost everybody commented on poor tire wear, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
You know, the KM3s, almost everybody said as they wear, you start to get a little more tire noise, which isn't unacceptable. Neither is poor tire wear when you're running a soft compound in a competitive off-road tire. But, you know, the Coopers, there just wasn't, I was floored. I mean, so at this point, if you ask me what tire should I get, I'm probably going to tell you, you know, get a Cooper STT Pros based on what I read and what I've heard from other people.
Now, they do have different load ranges within their range.
Right.
So you want to be aware they do have C, D, and E.
E. And all the reviews I did were on E.
On E.
So at the standard, I used the 35, 12 and a half, 17 load rating E tire. I wouldn't consider it for a review.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about tonight.
Right. So just be aware of that. If you might get a less cost on a C or a D. But remember,
you're paying for what you're getting.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So make sure that you are doing your homework.
You can't wheel a C or a D. No. I mean, if you're going to wheel hard, you cannot wheel a C or a D.
You can wheel it. You can't wheel.
Right.
It, right. You're not going to do some rock crawling.
Yeah.
You're going to do dirt roads.
You could do.
Right. You're going to do dual tracks or whatever. Right. Dirt roads, but.
Right.
You're not going to do, you know, blues and blacks.
Till you wear down, till you wear down in them and you know, you lose some of that sidewall integrity and it's just not, you know.
I mean, I run an E-rated tire at 12 PSI today and I had a pretty good bulge on the sidewall.
Yeah.
But I'm running a Jeep that's, you know, 5,200 pounds or something like that. And it's a heavier Jeep.
Right.
It's on 37s.
Now, the trade-off is, understand that tire is going to ride harder than a low-rate CRD.
Right.
You know, that's the trade-off.
It does ride harder.
Right.
And that's the Mastercraft MTXs, which I personally like.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks that I may have had a cord shift on me, but that happens in
all tires.
All tires. Right. So, you know, and my tires, I can guarantee, say, I bought them at Walmart.
Right.
Like, they're great to me.
Really? Yeah.
I love them. They're great off-road. I've never had a traction issue.
Patagonias, I hear people talk good about. I mean, there's other tires out there. This list I gave tonight was my, you know, that's the group of tires that I would consider choosing from. That I've looked at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other brands out there that I think, you know, I don't want to put a tier one and a tier two and all that stuff.
Some people swear by Mickey Thompson.
Right. I think there's, all kinds. Do your research.
Yep.
Yeah.
Read the reviews. See people that you know that have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then go, you know, that's a tire for me. Or maybe with me, I got to the point where I was, you know, between two and literally I chose because of tire pattern. I wanted a different look.
Right.
Than what the Nitto, because I love the way the Nitto looks. Both of them look very uniform. And having a good strong look when you're face on a tire to me was kind of important. Yeah. And it just kind of boiled down to which one did I personally like better.
Right, right.
And, you know, do what's good for you.
Yeah. And also you get the guys that are, you know, tried, true, proven, just, I always buy this tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you like, do get that.
You get that, too. Yeah. The guys are like diehard tire guys.
Yeah, I mean, I was a diehard BFG guy, and then, you know, I don't know how I got into the Nittos, but after the first set I mountain balanced and drove on, I was like, yeah. This
Well, that's another thing that you do. You mountain balance a lot of tires.
Right.
You, not just yours,
right,
but other people's right tires. Right. And so you see a lot that comes through. And so right you kind of
and that's formulate. Why, right. And that's why the list that I have here, primarily, because sometimes, you know, you do. You see tires that aren't as, you know, the radial runout's horrible right or lateral right runout's horrible. And I don't want to drop names, you know, but this list that I have, like I said, this is
almost every time you put it on a right wheel, it's right going to
yep
to yep balance true
yep
pretty easily.
Yep. Now, I haven't mountain balanced Coopers, but I threw that in there because you hear them so much.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So
sure
I'm sure, you know, they mountain balance. But every one of those others on that list, except for the Yokohamas, but I've done other Yokohamas that right have.
Now, that's a pretty aggressive looking tire.
That is Yokohama a cool, it is. It's somebody, and I don't want to give a plug to another competitor, but there was another YouTube channel that I watched that,
yeah,
you know, threw a set on a JT. And they were like, Jesus, this thing will climb walls, but it's horrible on the road, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I think it's just as important on the road for me.
Yeah.
Because 90% of my driving is done on the road.
Yeah.
Now, I want that 10% that I'm off the road. I need it to be more reliable than the other right 90%.
Right, right.
But that 90%, I don't need to work while I'm driving.
Right.
You know, if I take an eight-hour drive, I yeah don't want to, at the end, see, of it, just be beat up.
So, there were three tires I was really considering. Yeah. It was the Ridge, the Nittos, the BFGs, and the Yokohama Extreme Mud Terrain.
Yeah.
Just because I just dig the way they look.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, I'm a pretty conservative guy. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to go crazy with this Jeep. I'm just going to the hell with it. And, yeah. You know, but you're right. So I started having these thoughts. I'm like, man, like this summer I want to take some road trips where we're heading and, you know, we wheel one park and then we drive 4 hours, wheel another park.
Yeah.
And, you know, do I really want to listen to these things humming when I don't have the top on and, you know, maybe half doors by that time? And
right.
Really, how much of a difference on 35-inch tall tires is that going to make from BFGs or, you know, mm-hmm. Is it really? I mean, the terrain that I'm going to wheel
mm-hmm. right.
with 35-inch tall tires and a 2.5-inch lift is not going to change that much, the rock size, just because I ran those. It wasn't worth it for me.
Right.
You know.
And so that's kind of wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, our we're teenagers inside.
Yeah.
Really, let's right, go ahead right. and admit it. We're teenagers inside, and we want that. I want it to look badass.
Yeah,
I want
yeah,
it to,
yeah.
I want it to chew yep. through things. But then, you know, we have real lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that our Jeep has to fit in that life. And I don't want to be beat up while I'm riding on the road.
No. Right? And like, you know, it's different if I were running a 40-inch tire, because then I'm doing some pretty aggressive stuff.
Yeah.
And I probably need all the traction I can get.
But right.
at 35s, you know, I'm not going to run black or reds, rather. I'm probably not going to take the hardest line in a black trail, especially with, I mean, there's other things that need to be done first. I need,
I need
some kind of lockers front and rear. And, you know, then comes the bigger axle in the front, because the 30's not going to hold with a 35s in a locker. And so, you know, it's what you end right. up with is the Billy issue, you know, where you just keep buying and buying and buying.
Yeah.
So.
At some point, we all have to say, maybe I'll wait till next month.
Yeah, right.
So far, not so good. So, I think that, do you have anything else with tires? I think we've
killed it.
We've killed
it. Yeah, we've killed
tires. Yeah.
So, you know, if you have a question for us, drop it out at info@ JeepLifePodcast.com and we'll talk about tires. I mean, maybe we'll answer it on one of the pre-shows or something.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a great place to have those kind of individual conversations.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I normally throw this to you, Bill, but where can people find us?
Well, everyone, I want you to head over to our YouTube channel right now.
Right now.
Right now. Hit that subscribe
smash
button.
Smash that.
Our 300th subscriber is getting a prize pack from us.
Yeah.
So.
Do it.
hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
And then also head over to our Instagram page, info at, or not info,
no.
Sorry, GPlifePod.
Yeah.
On the Instagrams.
See my new tires and wheels.
The new photo shoot that Terry did. Awesome, awesome photos. You're also going to stay up to date with all of our latest events, this, that, and the other thing, where we're at, and, you know, just cool photos. So
yeah.
Head over, hit that follow button. And obviously, if you're watching us on the Facebooks or the Face pages,
You found us.
So definitely hit that follow, like, and...
Share with your friends
so you can stay up to date with all of our awesome events, where we're at, what we're doing, our lives, our, you know, great live recordings every Sunday night at 7:30. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts,
yep.
Whether it be Apple, Spotify, Google, FM.love, I don't know. What else is out there? I don't know what else is out there. You know, just subscribe to us.
Yeah.
And it really helps. It means the world to us when you do that.
Don't forget to plug Nike.
Yeah, and go find Nike Van Wyk on the YouTubes. Man, he's amazing. Check him out. For Don, Bill, myself, man, thanks for listening, and everybody have a good day. Here's a big G-play to you. Take care, everybody.